It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Wednesday, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all your truck needs. Well, he was born in Pike County, Arkansas on this date, 1936. Lost him back in 2017. He would have been 90. The great Glenn Campbell. Boy, you talk about somebody's LinkedIn looking pretty serious. Singer, songwriter, actor, TV celebrity, heartthrob, tabloid. He was all of it, man.
Oh, yeah. Remember the tabloids?
Him and Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Touring member of the Beach Boys, filling in for Brian Wilson, 64 and 65. You can hear his guitar playing in Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra. Also played guitar in I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
Oh, wow.
He did the licks, and you've lost that love and feeling on the Righteous Brothers. And that was all before he decided to, sing some stuff with big songs like Rhinestone Cowboy, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, Southern Nights. A song I don't know if we've ever played. We'll go back to his first ever number one.
1968.
And I Wanna Live.
I wanna live. Live and let live.
It's very 1968 feeling, hopeful message.
I like the tambourine.
Took it up, see? 68, mm-hmm. Baby. He went up to number one with that one, and it stayed at number one for 3 weeks, so a big one for him. 68 was actually written earlier that year and written initially and released initially earlier that year by a guy named John D. Loudermilk. But Glenn, as he was prone to do, heard a song on the radio and said, I bet I can do that better. And then he did.
See?
Yeah. First ever number one. Four more would follow throughout his career, including the big signature songs. And this song, it's 1968, and it was a big stark contrast to everything going on at the tumultuous time that was 1968. The next song that would follow would be his next number one. That's one that we like to call Wichita Lineman. And off to the races was Glenn Campbell. Would have been 90 today. Salute to you, Clem.
Flowers have bloomed.